Happy, special, very special Sabbath day today. Brethren, we are here keeping a commanded assembly away from the world, a place of safety for now. Isn't it reassuring? And what a privilege it is to have been invited by God on this day. God the Father and Jesus Christ are here. That is a promise. And who knows how many of his angels are here as well. Today is the first day of God's holy day seasons. Most church-going people have no clue, and they probably don't care what this day is all about or what God's holy days are. Instead of embracing them, they reject them. That's sad. Two nights ago, we observed the Passover, the memorial of the death of our Savior, Jesus Christ, which is the most solemn occasion of the year. It is solemn because it is a time to mourn his body and pay attention to the greatest and most needed sacrifice that he suffered for us. God the Father allowed his only begotten Son to take the blame for all the sins in the world and die for us, for you and me. Every murder, every thief, every child abuser, warmonger, your sins and my sins were all cast into Jesus, who was free of sin as if he committed them himself. He did this for you and me. He did it so that we don't have to suffer eternal death, and giving us an opportunity to believe in him and have eternal life and become a family, God's family in his kingdom. Two nights ago, we kept the Passover. We partook of the unleavened bread and the wine, which symbolizes the broken body and the blood of our Savior, plus the foot washing ceremony. Jesus said that if we don't do this, we have no part with him. Today is a commanded assembly for all Christians to observe every year. It is a holy day. We are ordered to eat unleavened bread for 7 days. God's word reveals to us that the number 7 is a sign of perfection and completion. Interesting that the number 7 is brought up several times, and it is consistent throughout the scriptures. For instance, God created and finished the world through Jesus Christ in 7 days. Also, Jesus died for our sins and resurrected on the 7th day of the week. The Passover is a memorial of the death and the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are periods of mourning in Judaism. I forgot to turn off my phone. Please forgive me here. There. I wasn't hoping that would happen. All right. Where was I? God's word reveals to us that number... Oh, see, I already read that. In Genesis 50, verse 10, it reads, "And he, Joseph, mourned for his father, Jacob, for 7 days. And I believe that we are doing that as well. Mourning for our Savior for 7 days. Zalman Goldstein explains those periods of mourning in Judaism. He goes to say, to explain, that the first 3 days are the most critical. And I also read by Jewish law, after 3 days was considered for a body to be legally dead. And that is after 3 days, you know, the body begins to smell. The 7 days of mourning is called Shiva. This is the most commonly known period of mourning. Remember Lazarus' burial? When Jesus showed up with Lazarus' sisters, it was the fourth day of mourning. Martha, Lazarus' sister, knew that Lazarus was already dead, legally dead, since it was in the tomb for more than 3 days. His body was already beginning to smell. Last night was the night to be most observed. We started eating an unleavened bread, reflecting the departure of the Israelites being liberated from slavery of Egypt. But it also, the time when we are being liberated from sin, which is Satan's weapon to try to destroy God's future family. One day, all Jewish people will learn this, and they will make that connection. Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5:8 to keep the feast with the unleavened bread, with sincerity and truth. Yes, sincerity and truth. God's word tells us that all of his commandments are truth. And to be sincere is not to take this day for granted, but that we have truly repented of breaking God's laws when we eat this bread. In Matthew 16, verse 6, it says, "Watch out," Jesus told them. "Beware of the leavening of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We must not be like them, but be humble." We must humble ourselves with truth, which is what this Feast of Unleavened Bread symbolizes. Most people do not know what this feast is all about, and sometimes they don't care. And what does this leavening represent? Leavening puffs up. When we eat this unleavened flat bread, it symbolizes humility. We are not better than anybody else. We are to be meek. Remember, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Pagan traditions of chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs and for the children have no spiritual value whatsoever. They just sugarcoat the truth. And they teach our children nothing. Nothing. God's plan and purpose is to create a family with sons and daughters. But to do that, his sons and daughters must be perfect, sin-free, just like Jesus, unleavened. The Bible is very clear on this subject. It says that the payment of death, that the payment of sin or the wages of sin is death. That's in Romans 6:23. That is the reason God the Father allowed his son, begotten son, to die in our stead. The price that he paid for our sins, we must never forget. It wasn't easy either for the Father or the Son to go through this horrific event. Jesus knew that what he was getting into. The night before his impalement, he asked the Father, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet not your will, but my will be." Yet not my will, but your will be done. And also in Luke 22:44, "And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground." Just imagine what the Father went through by allowing his only begotten Son to do this for us, for you and me. Seeing him impaled from the cross with his body all torn, hanging for 6 hours, his son carried all the sins of mankind on him and had to allow him to die this terrible way because of us, because you and me, because of our sins. They have never been apart from each other. And sensing the father's absence, he claimed, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus understood the pain from the things that he suffered. You know, also, this was a sweet-smelling sacrifice for all of us. You can see this in Ephesians 5:2. It reads, "And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and give himself for us, an offering of sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." What a price to pay for our leavening. Jesus literally died in our stead for our sins so that we can be part of his divine eternal family. Brethren, as we keep these days, let us remember that Jesus is the bread of life. John 6, verse 31 and 35. "So they asked him, 'What signs then you will perform so that we may see and believe in you? What will you do?' Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Verse 32, "Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread of heaven.'" In verse 35, it reads, "And Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.'" Yes, Jesus is our daily unleavened bread. We must be careful as we keep these 7 days. By eating unleavened bread, it's just like putting on Jesus. Let's not forget how a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Have a great rest of the day.